Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. It is so awesome to be with you guys tonight. I hope everybody had a grand day today. I just want to share something with you before we get started. A friend of mine asked me to mention the fact that we're having a Pure Herbs is offering a buy one get one free herb sale. It's actually a special, and they're doing this until these herbs run out. So if you're interested in getting 4 ounce extracts for the price of one, then this is definitely something you want to look into. This is a way to help get your herbal arsenal replenished, and it's just an awesome deal. So if you're interested in basil or black cohosh or burdock or cascara sagrada, chuchuwasi, garlic, partridge berry, rapture wort, quack grass, senna, tansy, wohu, angelica, bee pollen, blue flag, all heal, bone set, borage, and there's a few others, spring violet, sundew, peach leaf, pennyroyal, hyssop, hoarhound, greenhoe, black walnut. Go to my website and click on Pure Herbs, and you'll be able to see. Now, this is only until they run out, until these herbs run out. After they run out, they're not going to offer them anymore. What's happening is they're coming out with a new labeling system, and on the label you will be able to see the dosage and things like that. You know, the FDA came in a while back on Pure Herbs, and so a lot of things are being revamped, even the website. The website used to be you could go on the website and click on an herb, and you could get the property and usage of the herbs. You could get the dosage, everything, you know, and they had the FDA came in. You could even get the bodily influences of the herbs. But when the FDA came in, a lot of things changed, and they're yet working on the website. So, Pure Herbs is still there, and we know that this is no surprise because, you know, we're going to see a lot more things like this happen as, you know, more and more people become conscientious of their own health and taking control of their own health. So, yeah, that's that. So if you're interested in some of those herbs that I mentioned, and there may be a couple of more, then just go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info, and click on Pure Herbs. And you'll get a chance. When you get on the Pure Herbs website, then click on specials, and you'll see those herbs. I may have to drink me a little almond milk tonight. I took some capsaicin, and it's kind of got my stomach feeling a little bit strange. Let me tell you that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And the Poetic Energy Network Station is doing a lot of good things. So I want you to just take an opportunity to check out the lineup on blogtalkradio.com/Poetic Energy Network Station. See some of the things that we're doing, that they're doing here on this station. Some good things, some good, really good things. Tonight I want to share some information. Don't forget, next week is our sharing is caring week, okay? We're going to share some information, some remedies and things that your parents or your mom or your dad, your grandma, whoever, instilled in you, some healthy things. As I mentioned last week about the castor oil and things like that, you know, cleaning out however many times of the year that your family practice that, or whatever, vinegar, you know, what some of the protocols that your mother or grandmother use for vinegar, because there are quite a few. I have heard so many, and I'm just so thankful for the emails that I've received, people sharing that the facts, their remedies. Yeah, so that's really good. So next week, that's what we're going to do. We're going to be sharing different protocols, and that should be fun. Everybody will get a chance to chime in, and then we'll get a chance to hear some of the other remedies that others use You see? So that's why we're going to call it our Sharing is Caring Day. And that's going to be the last show for this year. In fact, we won't do another show until like that second week of January. So we want everybody to chime in. In fact, tell somebody, you know, tell your friends and neighbors and different ones about the show on next Tuesday. Raisins. You know, we always hear about how good raisins are, but did you know that raisins are actually good for you? In fact, they're good for individuals that's seeking a natural way to keep their slightly elevated blood pressure in check. Raisins is a good way to do it. And all you have to do is eat a handful of raisins every day, and you'd be surprised how they will help to decrease your blood pressure, your elevated blood pressure. And this data is presented by the American College of Cardiology at their 61st annual scientific session. And it suggests that among adults with hypertension or mild increase in blood pressure, routine consumption of raisins may lower your reading, especially compared with eating other snacks. So the researchers noted that raisins are packed with, of course, we know potassium, which is known to lower blood pressure. And they're also a good source of antioxidants and fiber, which may favorably alter the biochemistry of blood vessels, enabling them to be less stiff. So this study helps validate some current nutrition recommendations, such as 60 raisins, and depending on your hand, it's about a handful. They contain 1 gram of fiber and 212 milligrams of potassium. And as being healthy, they're very helpful in a dietary approach to stop hypertension. So this is something that you may want to take note of. Get you some, and of course we want to get organic raisins. Get you some good organic raisins, and every day eat you a little handful, you know, about a third or fourth of a cup. They said 60, so about 60 raisins, and that should help with your, if you have elevated blood pressure. Also, if you're having trouble with your tummy, you know, if you just can't lose that belly weight, those few pounds in the belly, there are some things that you might want to consider. One being stress. You know, when you're stressed, your cortisol levels soar, you know, and that cortisol, that's a fight or flight survival hormone. And it when it's elevated, that lets your body know that I'm going to store this fat. It begins to, it puts your body in like a fat storage mode. So stress is one of the worst things, not only for your overall health, but also for your metabolism. So we have got to pay attention to that stress. Got to. Also, too much dairy. You want to eat things that are high in fiber and that keep moving through your body. For a lot of people, a ton of dairy can really mess up your digestion and cause bloating. And these are some little tips from Jillian. You know, Jillian is the exercise expert. And these are just some tips that she shared. Also, working out on bad equipment, you know, bad ab equipment. If you're getting on one of those gym ab machines and crunching 100 pounds, pass. You could hurt your back, and you don't want that thick bulk. So you might want to stay away from that machine and come to boot camp, okay? And you can find out more about boot camp if you go to my website and go to the Sharing is Caring page and click on the Michigan Boot Camp, and you'll see exactly what we do when we're working out. Also, alcohol. For those of you that drink alcohol, I know it's not many of you on here to your health, but anyway, alcohol dehydrates you. And then it makes you feel puffy. So if you have to drink, Jillian suggests a glass of wine or tequila or on the rocks or with a squeeze of lemon, I suggest kombucha. That's my suggestion. Pass the wine altogether. Drink you some kombucha. That'll do it. So those are just some little tips for the belly. You know, getting that belly under control, because that's really something we need to do. You know, I have never in my life seen so many people with this belly issue going on, young and old. It's just amazing how many people that are really fighting the battle of the bulge. And it's because we're eating all these empty calories, like I heard someone say, all this frankenfood, all these foods that have been designed to be pleasurous, but not at all nutritional. So we've got to get a hold on our appetite, because it's so important when we eat correctly, because then we nourish the body. And when the body is nourished, you find out that you really don't want to binge eat, and you don't have all these cravings. When you fill the body full of good, nutritious fiber, when you're eating fiber, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and grains, then you find out that you don't have a tendency to want to just munch on things and emotional eat. And a lot of times that's exactly what it is. We're eating from an emotional standpoint. If you're upset, you got to have something to put in your mouth. It's almost like a person that smokes cigarettes. You know, if they're upset or if you see somebody else doing, you got to light up. Well, that's exactly how emotional eating is. Whatever happens, it doesn't always have to be bad. It can be, you know, you're excited about something good. I remember at one time in my family, we used food for everything, celebrations and everything. In fact, my children told me one day, they were like, you know, it is just so amazing that you eat the way you do now. They say, you know, if they want me to come over for dinner, they say all they have to do is just get me a bale of hay and I'm good, you know. And I say, well, you know what, that's amazing, because I remember some of the family dinners with all the macaroni and cheese and the potato salad and dressing and the desserts and all this stuff, you know. And I am just so thankful that I don't have a need to indulge like that anymore. I don't have a tendency to want to binge eat like that anymore. And it comes from educating yourself. You know, this isn't something that I did over time. As I began to look at what was going on in my family, how many people were just leaving here. And, you know, at the funerals, one thing you would hear is, oh, and she was a good cook. Oh, and she loved to cook, or he loved to cook. You know what? We have got to have a paradigm shift. We must begin to eat to live and not live to eat. And that's where a lot of our problems are. We're living to eat. Sometimes we're not even thinking about what we're putting in our bodies, and it's causing problems. Not only for us, but for our children, for our children's children. Oh, the obesity rate is just, it's so alarming. You know, sometimes when I'm out and about, I just look around at how many people are just obese and morbidly obese. And I mean, you don't have to look far. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to look far to see it. All you have to do is just look around. Our children, you know, they're obese. Their stomachs are protruded, and it's just so much of it going on. And we've got to do something to stop it, because obesity is a national epidemic, and it's causing higher medical costs and a lower quality of life. You know, obesity simply means that you have excess body fat. Obesity is termed by the body mass index, the BMI. If your BMI is, I think it's like 30, if it's equal to 30 or more, it means that you're obese. And your BMI is calculated by your height and weight. And for those of you that have a computer, all you have to do is go online and type in BMI calculator, and you can put in your height and put in your weight, and it lets you know exactly where you are on the body mass index chart indicator. More than one-third of the U.S. Citizens, the adults, are obese, and it's like 35.7% of adult Americans are obese. And it may be a little higher now, because these statistics, I think these are like 2010-11 statistics, so it may even be a little bit higher now. Non-Hispanic Black women and Hispanics have a higher rate of obesity. It's like 49.5% for Black women and 40.4% for Mexican Americans. And you know that obesity contributes to just a myriad of health problems, including heart disease and stroke and diabetes and even some forms of cancer. Now, these are some of the leading causes of death in the United States. Obesity can also cause sleep apnea. And I have never seen so many people before in my life that has been diagnosed with sleep apnea. Sleep apnea due to obesity, all kinds of breathing problems because of obesity. It can even cause problems during pregnancy. In fact, obesity problems can prevent a woman from becoming pregnant. So this is something we really want to get a handle on. You know, we've got to find another way to nourish ourselves. And I think the best time to do this is when we come together for the holidays. You know, start incorporating some healthy dishes. Start incorporating more raw dishes than just, you know, all the same old. You know, if you do the same thing the same way, expecting a different result, then I think they say that's insanity. You know, we've got to make some changes. You know, and nobody has. What I suggest doing is start coming up with some healthy recipes, and you can go online and get just a plethora of recipes. And all you have to do is Google raw recipes, vegan recipes, vegetarian recipes, and you can come up with some recipes, I mean, up the kazoo. And start taking some of these healthy dishes to some of the family functions. And the best way I found to do this, don't announce, oh, yeah, this is healthy, y'all need to be eating this. Just take it and get there a little early and just put it on the table. Don't make a big thing, because Dr. Christopher said that the worst thing a person can do is come between a person and their appetite. And it is. You can literally cause enemies believe me, I know. And sometimes you can just be so zealous. You know, you're finding out new things and you want to share with the other family members, but they may not be ready to embrace it. So you've got to find other ways to help incorporate these healthy dishes. Put them on the table, and just when people start eating and fixing their plate, and when they start, oh, this is good, who made this? Then you can say, oh, I made that. But don't you know, advertise too. Don't give too much information. You know, I made that. If they're interested, let them come to you later and ask you just how you prepared it or whatever. But you got to be wise. He that wins souls are wise, not only spiritually, but naturally as well. So those are some of the, that's one little tip I use, okay? Statistics says that obese persons require more costly medical care. You know, employers are beginning to really weed out obese people in the hiring process. I mean, are they going to come out and tell you that I'm not hiring you because you are obese? No, but you know there's other ways, like the position has been filled. You know what I'm saying? So, it's because it's so costly. And it places a huge financial burden on the medical care system. Approximately 17%, or it averages out to about 12.5 million of children and adolescents ages 2 to 19 years of age obese. Since 1980, obesity prevalence among our children and adolescents has almost tripled. Has almost tripled since 1980. One of seven low-income preschool age children are obese. It's crazy. We got to stop the insanity, because it is absolutely taking us up out of here in record numbers. And it's simply because you gain weight when you eat too much food and you don't exercise. There's no physical activity. And you're eating the wrong food that's high in fat, high in saturated fat. You know, people eat differently in different countries. When you look at some of the people, the Asians, it is statistically recorded that when they are in their country, they have a lower incidence of all of the catastrophic diseases, the cancers and the diabetes and the heart disease and strokes and all those kind of diseases. But as soon as they come to the United States and embrace our dietary, our eating regimen, then they begin to get the same diseases that we have here. I mean, that's something. If they come here and they still embrace their own eating regimen, they don't have a problem. It's only when they begin to embrace our eating regimen, high fat, fast food, sugar. You know, I often say sugar should have a skull and crossbone on it, because it's just that lethal. A book I suggest you all get and read is Suicide by Sugar. It's a deadly culprit. And you know what? It's in everything. They put, if you read some of the ingredients on these labels, we have got to start reading labels. Before you put something, ingest anything, before you put it in your body temple, don't you want to know what it is? I want to know what I'm putting in me. This soy lecithin, it's in everything. Wheat, it's in everything. And, you know, wheat isn't like it used to be. When we were young, when we were little, You know, it's not the same wheat. If this wheat has been so altered until it is just, it's terrible. There's a book that I suggest you get. It's called Wheat Belly. Get that book, and you'll see just how this doctor, Dr. William Davis, I think his name is, he tells how the wheat that we used to get years ago has been altered to the point of it sticks. It causes us to crave other foods that are just high in fat. Some Americans have less access to stores and markets that provide healthy and affordable foods, such as fruits and vegetables, especially in rural and minority and low-income neighborhoods. But you know what? We have got to find other avenues. I am so interested in, I'm learning now about food co-ops. I would love to have a food co-op in my area where I live, and this is something that I want to do this summer. A dream of mine is to own my own health food store, because it's something when you don't have access to affordable and nutritious foods, and I know that's a problem for a lot of us. A lot of neighborhoods, you can find a liquor store on every corner, but you cannot have a lot of people don't have access to good quality fresh fruits and vegetables. But you know what? It's a setup. It really is. It's a conspiracy. It is. You can go into some of these gas stations, and you can purchase some of everything. They got everything in there except fresh fruits and vegetables. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's a lot going on, but we have got to be conscientious enough to say, you know what, there's something that, hey, let's start carpooling it, going down to the Eastern Market to get our vegetables and our fruits. You see, where there's a will, there's a way. If we come together as a people, we don't have to take what the FDA and the Food and Drug Administration and the pharmaceutical companies and all these people, Big Pharma and all that, we don't have to take it. But we have got to come together and start making some really conscientious decisions about what we're ingesting. The fast food restaurants, you can't find fresh fruits and vegetables, but I bet you can find a Wendy's nearby or a Burger King, Taco Bell. Is that a coincidence? I don't think so. All kind of little snack shops and vending machines. You go in these places, you can find vending machines up the kazoo. But these are all foods that they're high in calories and high in fat. And that's it. No nutritional value. Like I said, it's so much sugar in our diet. 6 out of 10 adults drink at least one sugary drink a day. Some kind of sugary drink. 6 out of 10 adults. Because it's easier, sometimes it's often easier and cheaper to get less healthy foods and beverages. So we're just drinking and consuming whatever we can find. But that's when we have to say, wait a minute, nope, I'm not going to do it. I saw a documentary a week or so ago, and in Africa, do you know they got Coca-Cola machines everywhere, but you can barely get clean water? But they got Coca-Cola machines. Yeah, it's something. We've got to begin to get up off of our butts and start working out, start exercising, start moving, walking. Do you know walking is such an awesome form of exercise? It's good for the cardiovascular. It's good for the lymphatic system. It's good for the overall body. just walking, walking 30 to 40 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes, at least 3 to 4 times a week. You'd be surprised what it'll do for you. I even saw statistics that said with our children, they're not even getting the physical activity in schools that they used to get. We had gym for a few years, you know, and I mean, we had to take it. We had to take gym unless it was something, you know, like you either had asthma or if there was some reason why you couldn't take it. But I mean, we did things like, I remember in gym, we climbed ropes and all this kind of thing. And the kids now, they're doing none of that. We had the President's Fitness little thing that came every year. And we try to see who would win, you know. But it's just amazing how things have changed. And we're not the better for it, I'm telling you. Because with all these medical complications because of obesity, it's crazy. Stroke, heart attack. Diabetes, abnormal lipid profiles, high blood pressure. Yeah, we got to do something about that. We have got to do, if each one, you know, I tell people, I said, look at what you're eating, look at what you have on your plate before you eat it, and ask yourself this question. Is this food that I'm about to eat, is it helping is it benefiting me health-wise, or is it causing my demise? And if you be really truthful with yourself, if you be really honest with yourself, if it's not, you have a tendency to push it away. I'm telling you the truth. 18% of overweight and obese physicians who talk to their patients about losing weight, compared to 30% of healthy weight doctors. Doctors that are overweight are less likely to talk to you about being healthy. That's why I tell people, your good health is my business. Your good health. I'm here to help you implement strategies to be healthy. The only person that wants to hear about your ill health is one, your medical doctor and the mortician. That's it. Being obese adds so many other problems to your life. Did you know that carrying extra pounds can really hurt you? Really hurt. Obese people are up to 254% more likely to report daily discomfort than those that are healthy. And according to research analyzed by the Stony Brook University, excessive fat may be associated with an increase in inflammation. A lot of these diseases that we're hearing about now, when I was young, we never heard nothing about no fibromyalgia. You see, inflammation, eating all these foods that's causing a breakdown in the body system. Have it your way. Yes. You can definitely do that, but believe me, there's a consequence to having it your way. 18% of overweight physicians compared to 30% of healthy weight doctors. If your doctor is overweight, next time you go to the doctor's office, take a look at your doctor. Is your doctor overweight? If so, you better get up out of there. Because, I mean, just think about it like this. If your doctor is overweight, oh, yeah, they may try to push the pills and stuff on you because, okay, they got to make their money. This is the way they make their living. But how quick are they to tell you, yeah, you need to exercise? They're thinking, well, you're sitting there looking at me. You may say you got your nerve, and definitely you should. 60% of people that are overweight have a higher increase for the risk of fibromyalgia, inflammation. 48% have a higher increase for migraine headaches. 21% have a higher increase for lower back pain. Everybody got back pain now. Everybody. Sitting around eating, no exercising, not moving, everybody has back pain. 19% have a higher increase for neck and shoulder pain. We've got so many people now working in the office setting with computers and just sedentary, you know, and it's causing problems with the fact that a lot of times they're sitting there and they're eating. We got to get up and start moving, because if you don't, we're going to see even more. You know what? I have never in my life seen so many or heard of so many people leaving here dying at such a young age. I mean, I have been to funerals the last past couple of months of people all different ages, young people, 30, 40, dying of heart attacks, health-related issues. That I heard somebody say that we're digging our graves with a knife and a fork. That has so much truth to it. There's a DVD that I suggest you watch. It's called Eating Third Edition. And there's another one, Food Inc. It will really give you insight as to what's going on with our food or the lack thereof. It's amazing. It's amazing. When you look at just how food is being manipulated and controlled, but we always have a choice. We always have a choice. Did you know that beets are called the new superfood? Yep. I was telling you earlier about the high blood pressure. It's reported that beets help to reduce high blood pressure and the risk for cardiovascular disease, because they contain nitrates that's converted into a substance that really relaxes the blood vessels and protects the heart. Listen, we came from the earth. We've got to go back to the earth to repair, to heal, to rejuvenate, and to help these bodies heal themselves. The more processed the food that we eat, the worse off we are. And everything is in a package or a box. We should eat foods. We should be eating foods that is close to the natural, their natural state as possible. Like a beet and a carrot and lettuce. When they get into packaging all these things up and putting all these chemicals and nitrates and things to preserve them, then those are the things we need to stay away from, or sparingly. If you just got to have them, sparingly. You know, those aren't something that we're supposed to be living off of. We got to wake up and smell the coffee, because it's just terrible, some of the things that's going on. Our children. Do you know, never before in history has so many children been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes. Wow. It's amazing to think that we're supposed to be a society that we're technically advanced, but we are really killing ourselves by making wrong food choices. I just wanted to let you guys know that as of the 18th, I'm excited to hear about some of the things that you did or your parents did when you were younger, some of the remedies, some of the antidotes and things. We're going to do that next week. That'll be our last show for the year, the show next week. So I'm looking forward to all of you chiming in with some sharing. It's caring little antidotes. What some of the things your mother did when you had an upset stomach? What some of the things she did to help keep you cleaned out? You know, those are the things we're going to be sharing next week. And I want everybody to chime in. I want everybody to chime in and give at least one thing that helped when you were coming up. I was sharing with somebody a couple of days ago. Every home I went to when I was young had an enema bag. You don't even see enema bags anymore. And you know they had them because when you would go to the bathroom, they would be hanging up over the shower. Everybody had an enema bag. That's something we had regularly. My mother gave us enemas. We had enema. If we weren't feeling well, we didn't get no Tylenol. We got an enema. Why aren't we using the things, you know, that why aren't we doing the things that we did years ago, back in the day, as the kids say? I was talking to a client of mine, and she told me, she said, you know, all these things that you're doing now, we did when I was coming up. My grandmother gave us garlic and castor oil and blackstrap molasses and all this kind of stuff. She said, and I swore that when I grew up, I would never take any of that stuff. And I said, but wow, isn't it ironic? You've grown up and you made a vow to never take any of the healthy things, the healthy remedies that you had when you was a child, but now you're going back and forth to the doctor. I mean, that just does not make sense to me. I tell people, I have clients that say, well, you know, I'm not going to stop eating meat. I say, okay, then that's your choice. We all have choices. But can you make a commitment to your good health to have a couple of days a week where you eat, you call it a vegetarian day, where you don't consume any meat? And when you do decide you want to consume some meat, can you make a commitment to your health to consume only clean meat, Amish meat that hasn't been just exploited with antibiotics and growth hormones and all this stuff? If you implement one healthy habit a week, you'd be surprised how you begin. I heard of research that said, keep bananas around, put bananas on your table. That one thing, and I know it sounds so far-fetched, but this research says just having bananas in your presence will cause you to want to make healthier choices. I heard another research that said a fellow naturopath says she told her client to eat one organic, commit to eating one organic apple every single day. He said, well, what about the pound of fudge that I'm eating? She said, commit to eating one organic apple every single day. It's a mindset. Once you begin to do healthy things for yourself, when I talk to people about not eating after a certain time, don't eat 3 to 4 hours before you get ready to retire. Put it in practice for 30 days. Do it for 30 days. It's going to be hard, especially if you're in a habit of eating any time of night, right before you get ready to go to bed, in the bed. You know, if you begin to implement some good, healthy habits, you'll be surprised how fast they'll take hold. Just implement one more water. Like 1 week we talked about drinking water. Just drinking more good, clean water. Hydrating your body. These are some things that'll help. Even one meatless meal a week can make you healthier. You got to start somewhere. You know, not the fact that okay, all right. But you know what? If you go to the hospital, God forbid something happened, and you have to go to the hospital, and that doctor tell you, listen, you can't eat no more of this, you would do it in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Another thing I want to share with you tonight, be very conscientious about purchasing clothes that you have to dry clean. A recent study found that certain fabrics, such as wool and cotton and polyester, retain high quantities of PCE. That's a cleaning agent, a dry cleaning solvent. And the EPA has identified it as a potential carcinogen, a cancer-causing agent. So just be watchful of you know, even we pay a lot of attention sometimes to the things that we're ingesting, but then what about what we're putting on one of the largest organ of our body, and that's our skin. I don't even buy clothes anymore if I have to put them in the cleaners, if I have to have them dry clean. It's been proven that silk seems to be resistant to this chemical, but you can inhale the chemical or you can absorb it through your skin. So these are just some things to look out for. Wash your non-silk garments by hand instead, or either find a dry cleaner. I was doing some research on cleaners, and I found the cleaners, I think it's in Bloomfield Hills or somewhere like that, and it's H2O cleaners. I don't know what the method is, but I do plan on taking a trip to find out exactly what's the process. Is it really H2O? Is it really a water cleaner? And I'll report back to you on that bit. But that's something that I definitely plan to take a look at. But I just want you to know that there comes a time when we have to take responsibility for some of the things that's going on in our life, in our health, in our family's health, in our children's health. We have to take responsibility. I control what I put in my mouth. We have to take control of our own health. And Here's to Your Health is all about. Every Tuesday when we come on, we're sharing information, accurate and thorough information, to help you be in control of your health. The revolution will not be televised. There's some things that's going on that are actually diabolical when it comes to our food. They're calling a lot of our food Frankenfoods, GMOs. We got to be aware of GMOs. Most corn that we get here in the United States is genetically engineered. And it's in everything. Do you know that when they did an experiment and they put genetically engineered corn next to organic corn in two troughs, do you know that the cattle, the cows, when they let them into the pen with the two troughs of corn, the organic and the genetically engineered, do you know that they went to the genetically engineered corn but wouldn't eat it? That's amazing, isn't it? And it's in everything. That's why we need to be crying out like crazy. We want labeling on our food. I want to know what's in my food. I want to know what I'm eating. It's my right. A friend of mine told me that, you know, in Europe they don't have any problems with labeling. And she said it's simply because in Europe the government is afraid of the people. But here the people are afraid of the government. We have got to become more aware of what's going on with our food. It's just it's simple as that. So without any further ado, I just want to invite you guys to come back next week on our Sharing is our Caring is Sharing and Sharing is Caring program, and be ready to share. Go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. I have received so many emails from you guys about the Juice Plus. It's a phenomenal product. For those of you that are on board and taking it, you are going to see some miraculous health benefits. It is an amazing product, one that I take every single day. Go to my website, click on Juice Plus, take a look at the research. There's research to prove that this product does exactly what it says it does. Double-blind, independent research. So take a look at it. If you're interested in those herbs, the two-for-one herbs through Pure Herbs, go to my website, click on Pure Herbs, and take a look at some of the herbs that we have, that Pure Herbs have on special for this month. And I think that's going to be a wrap for tonight, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. And come on back next week, and we'll be ready to do it again here on Here's to Your Health. And we're brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. And it's just good to be able to share some good information with health-minded people, health enthusiasts, like-minded people. We're getting ready to embark upon our winter solace and our winter cleansing, which will begin the 21st of this month. So we'll be cleansing. We'll be doing our winter cleanse. And I'll let you know next week what cleanse I've decided to do. And maybe you can share the cleanse that you decided to do. And we can all just share with each other. So come on back next week. Invite somebody to come on. I want to hear some of these remedies and things that grandma and mama and them used to do. I've got a ton of them. So I want to share, and I want to hear what you guys come up with. So with that being said, I hope you all have an awesome night. Take care of yourself. Do something good for you. You know, when you get on the airplane, the flight attendant, when she's explaining to you concerning if anything should happen on the plane, she'll say, put your air mask on first before you attempt to help somebody else. That's what I want you to do. Help you so that we can help others. Have a blessed night, everybody. I look forward to seeing you next week right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night.